Uwe, victory tonight. Give us your thoughts on how your team played.
The medal has always two sides. One side is, of course, we won. That's always a good habit to be in sort of a run where we started. I think I'm happy about that, and it's all about winning. The way we played today, it's probably the worst game since we walked through the door. On one side, we had two relatively new players who has not been in many training sessions because we had too many games lately. So I can understand that we started the game off with not creating enough or not keeping the ball enough in the right areas. But we still had 3-4 chances early on. When we switched to the 3 in the back and the 5 in midfield, that was our best period. We scored a goal, we opened them up, and we looked very promising in the second half. All credit to their coaches, they worked us out. They locked on Glendon and they locked on the midfielders and couldn't get on the ball. And they really put pressure on us by winning a lot of second balls because we had to go long. We didn't have a very physical team out there, and in all fairness, I think they deserved at least one goal. So a draw would probably be a fair result.
I was going to talk to you about the way you used Michael Duckworth, because you started with him in a right-back position, then you pushed him on. Yeah. Were you worried about what was happening further forward?
No, I just wanted us, because I didn't saw that our games function as good as we played lately. So, and it's not always an excuse that a few players didn't start today. I think we have a good squad. We had players who played before in those positions, and I just wanted to change the momentum, and we changed to the three, and I wanted to see players, because some of the players I have not seen at all since I walked through the door. So I think one positive thing was Dougie's performance today. I think he was very good in defending, what his main job, but also pushing forward.
And one of the benefits of this competition for you is it that you can get these fringe players that have not got enough game time in? Is that one of the things that you benefit from in this competition?
I wouldn't call it fringe players, because I always, as I was saying, for me personally, football is a squad game. But I need players who be there when their chance comes around, like today. I need them to perform to their capability, and we as a team, we have not performed today as good as we could.
But I guess the focus is the fact that you've won and you keep that little bit of a run going. You know, the benefit for you, say, as you said in your opening sentence there, is that you got the win.
Definitely, and that is what is the main thing, that we're starting to get winning football games, get a habit, and keeping that momentum going, and that not comes from doing nothing. We have to work extremely hard to keep a run going, to get wins in that league or in that cup competition. And all credit to the Blackburn players. They was a young, energetic, ambitious team who can play. They had some good players and they wanted to show themselves, and well done to them.
What are your thoughts on this competition in its current format? Do the positives outweigh the negatives for Fleetwood Town?
First and foremost, I think this competition was purely about getting Football League teams to Wembley, getting them the income of a Wembley day, also giving them the chance to win silverware. And now we're introducing under 23 teams from Premier League clubs or Championship clubs, who some of them are on parachute payments. What you're doing when two of those teams playing in Wembley, first of all, there will nobody go to Wembley. Second of all, the money will not go into the Football League where it's needed. They will go to clubs who already have a lot. So I think there's something going wrong here.
And if Fleetwood Town don't field five players that played in your Saturday game, which clearly gives you a headache when you're trying to rest players and prepare them for league fixtures, the club can get a fine. But yet the under 23 side, if they flout the rules, they don't get a fine. And that doesn't seem to work right, really, does it?
You know, for me, we have to get on with things. But you're telling me what I'm thinking about this competition. And I just told you, I think the format is wrong. And I think it's very... When you have to introduce in a cup competition that you have to use players, normally nobody should tell the manager that you have to use players. The manager should decide who he wants to play or not wants to play. So that tells you everything about the competition.